Enron is the biggest corporate bankruptcy in history, affecting thousands of people. So it's not surprising that there's been an all-out effort to try to prevent another such debacle. There have been investigations and hearings to figure out what really caused Enron's collapse and who's responsible. Lawmakers also have been busy trying to push through new legislation to protect employees at other companies from losing their retirement savings in similar circumstances. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
In the weeks following Enron's collapse and bankruptcy, there was a lesson about retirement savings that almost everyone could agree on. In a word, diversify. Thousands of tearful employees watched their life savings disappear because they sank most, in some cases all, their retirement money into company stock. After it became clear what had happened, there was no shortage of analysts and lawmakers reminding investors about the need to diversify. But it doesn't seem to have had much of an impact. A recent congressional report found that retirement plans at nearly one-third of the country's top 50 companies are even more heavily invested in their own stock than they were before the Enron collapse. David Ray is the president of the profit-sharing 401k Council of America, which represents about 1,200 companies. He says the people he's talked to aren't rushing to make changes.
They're not looking at their own company and saying, I have a problem, you know, because I'm heavily invested in company stock here, I should be afraid. Employees don't think that their companies are like Enron. They would say, you know, I work for this company, they're not like Enron. I know this company, I have confidence in them.
Ray says that 401ks have been a very successful way for millions of people to save for retirement. But he says one thing employees have to do is learn more about their investments.
They're very unsophisticated, and they trust others. They trust their employers to make good decisions for them. They trust the money managers are watching over their money appropriately.
But in case they're not, lawmakers have been busy proposing new legislation to overhaul the 401k plan. At one point, there were more than a dozen separate proposals on the table. Now there are four main ones being considered, and they cover a broad range of philosophical viewpoints. Some give employees a lot more latitude about how much stock they can own and when they can sell it. Other proposals severely limit the amount of company stock an employee can hold. There are concerns that some aspects of the proposed plans are too tough. Mike Kelso, the president of ELS, a small engineering firm in Virginia, says his company has had a good retirement plan for many years and that it would seriously suffer if some of the broader-reaching proposals were implemented. Kelso worries that there's a knee-jerk reaction in Washington right now.
I don't mean to be skeptical, but since this is an election year, I think that probably drove some of the reaction. But the fact of the matter is, they're fixing things that aren't broken. And in fact, they're doing more harm than good.
Still, some companies have begun to tinker with their retirement plans ahead of any legislation, trying to find a way to make them better and protect employees. Bob Hunkler is the vice president of investments for International Paper. He says his firm was already working on some changes in its savings program and will now give employees more choice on how to invest their retirement money.
The genesis of the plan changes that we're making go back over 4 years. When we put together a group of internal employees to start looking at ways in which we could improve the plan. We believe that creating a great savings plan is one of the ways we hope to attract and retain great employees.
Hunkler says it's easy to overlook that many companies are providing very safe and secure retirement programs for their employees. He says if there's one good thing to come out of the Enron scandal, it's that more companies are starting to look at ways to give their employees more flexibility and more control over their retirement accounts. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.